So the Hollywood Bet Sharks have a huge Vodacom United Rugby Championship clash against Leinster this weekend at Hollywood Bet's Kings Park. It is Sharks Fest, and the Sharks haven't beaten the Irish sides since they beat them at home in April 2022. So they've lost three in a row on the road, and it's the first time that they're going to be back in Durban since then. They did lose, Leinster, to the Bulls last weekend in Pretoria. Achia Snyman will turn out for the Leinstermen this weekend, and former teammate Jason Jenkins knows that he will pose a threat.
Everyone here has played against him or with him at some point in their career, so we know what type of a threat he poses, but you know, all you can do is tackle low and hard. There's not much else. It's just another body coming in front of you, so we have to play what's in front of us. But yeah, he's definitely an incredible playmaker for them and a physical player, so we're really looking forward to that challenge.
Leinster did lose their first game of the URC last weekend up in Pretoria. A last minute conversion, or penalty rather, from David Creel gave the Bulls the victory. Their tickets are available for Sharks Fest. 70% sold out already, so make sure that you get your tickets for Saturday's clash. Then in football news, on the afternoon of Bafana Bafana's crucial World Cup qualifier against Benin, reports are emerging that the team could be in a little bit of trouble. Teboho Mokoena played in their qualifier against Lesotho last week. However, the midfielder had received two yellow cards in the qualifying matches leading up to that win. This has led to claims that the Sundowns star should have been suspended for the clash, even though he played over 18 minutes in that 2-0 win. According to reports, Lesotho had 24 hours to lodge a complaint. However, that time passed before they decided to take action. So we're still not too sure what the outcome of this situation is, but we'll keep you posted. Finishing with football news, the transfer of Trent Alexander-Arnold to Real Madrid from Liverpool is edging closer to reality. According to Fabrizio Romano, the winger is on the verge of signing with the Galacticos. One thing that social media has told me is that Liverpool fans are not happy. However, I think that Liverpool will be better off because they can get a right back that can tackle now. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.